When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell. Building Business Around Town, brought to you by Associated Bank, is our monthly series diving into the industries that help make Chicago's business scene world class. And this month, WGN's Bennett Wake Night visited Physicians Immediate Care in Rosemont, where President and CEO Stan Blaylock detailed how the world of healthcare is moving in a brand new direction and how they're helping to lead it.
Stan, thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Great to be here with you, Bennett.
So, the healthcare world. This is a large world that's constantly changing, and I think it's safe to say that it's evolved over the years, right, from the medical treatments for doctors provide patients to information being at our fingertips. And that's a lot for patients and everyday people to be taking in. So tell us where Physicians Immediate Care kind of fits into that larger healthcare realm.
Sure, it's a great question. We're just a small piece, but an important piece, I think, of the solution to all the challenges going on in healthcare right now. Healthcare is kind of a scary thing when you think about it. Patients are challenged all the time on issues of cost, quality, access, where do I go for what I have? At Physicians Immediate Care, we handle times when a patient has an urgency, mm-hmm. but not an emergency. So they're hurt or they're really sick and they need to be seen quickly, but they might not be able to get in to see their primary care physician, and they really shouldn't go to an emergency room.
Right.
So we fill that important void, I think, in what's on with healthcare right now. So I always tell people, I think we're part of the solution as opposed to a lot of the problems that are going on in healthcare.
Sure, and I think that where that falls into that spectrum, that really wasn't always here. It always seemed like you have to make an appointment with your doctor or you're going to the ER.
That's
kind of this new emerging area where we're seeing in healthcare.
Very true. It's evolved very rapidly. It's from our perspective, patients nowadays value convenience. They value transparency. They need that access. We're open 7 days a week, you know, with extended hours, typically 8 to 8, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, Saturdays and Sundays. And people can walk in or they can same day self-schedule. So that's really convenient. And the other thing is we're very transparent about things like our wait times. I mean, there's no question now people understand sort of time is money. Mm-hmm. And so we really try to fit into their lifestyle in a very good environment. So we really try to handle that broad spectrum of needs in a very efficient fashion. A very important aspect of how we do it is this, which is with care from the heart. I think patients can choose or choose not to come to Physicians Immediate Care. We obviously want them to come and come back and be part of the community to serve them. The reality of it is they've got to have a great experience then. And the nice thing is on 5 stars, we're rated 4.5 out of 5 stars. So this is really important. It's part of our culture, and I can talk more about that if you'd like.
Yeah, please. Please go on. I mean, that experience with the internet age and communication being how it is these days, you'll know if you have a bad experience wherever that is, whether it's a restaurant or a doctor's appointment, and that's vital.
We will. We pay a lot of attention to social media. We do our best to be transparent. We make mistakes like every organization does. We respond to them, and we fix them, and we move on. But we never deviate from our purpose, which is remarkable care you can count on when and where you need it.
Yeah, and going back a little bit to that community side of everything where you say that's such an important part as well, you guys have a large community.
We do.
Based in Rockford, that's where this was founded, and now you have 40 locations across Illinois and Indiana.
That's right.
I mean, that's some pretty impressive growth, and that's a large community now that you have established here in the Midwest.
Yeah, the growth has been fantastic because that creates opportunity for our employees, and it does. You know, we do view ourselves as community-based urgent care. So we partner with health systems. 23 of our 43 clinics are joint venture with health systems, where the health systems have recognized they are in the community,
right,
that we're an important piece of that continuum of care that they can't always provide. So we have a great relationship with Amida Health here in Greater Chicagoland, where we're providing the urgent care offering to their patients. The other thing that we will do that perhaps others might not do is, after that patient, when we've seen them and we've hopefully take care of their illness or injury, if they need additional care with other healthcare providers, they need to get back and see their primary care physician, they need to be referred to a specialist, we do that for them. We actually have a centralized care coordination team that does that. Healthcare is a pretty scary thing. And we try to be both convenient, transparent, and welcoming to help our patients get to where they need to be and get better. The other way we embed ourselves in the community is with the employers. So a big slug of our business too is occupational medicine and workers' comp services. So, you know, employers, they worry about the healthcare costs of their employees, but they also worry about if they get injured at work, mm-hmm. or if they need to do drug tests, pre-employment physicals. We have a comprehensive suite of services. So we have 12,000 plus employer clients in Illinois as well. So another way we sort of embed ourselves in the community.
Coming back a little bit to, you mentioned the partnerships. You mentioned the partnerships with hospitals, which
yes.
is vital as well. But also another one of the partnerships is with Associated Bank. It's been there over a number of years.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about how that's kind of helped in the journey of Physicians Immediate Care.
Well, I mean, they've been incredibly helpful on our growth path, as you might expect. And I did ask my CFO, I said, tell me, Matt, you know, Associated has been a great partner on the treasury side, on the cash management side, and we have some complicated bank accounts and enough to say the least,
with
all of our joint ventures and partnerships and like, and they've just been a great partner. It actually predates me. I've been here 6+ years, and I think that relationship goes back 10+.
Sure, and let's dive a little bit into that as well, with your experience, and you've run the gamut when it comes to the healthcare world. You've been big corporate side, you've been, you know, on the small, owning your own pharmaceutical services company, and now you're here at Physicians Immediate Care. So what are some of those challenges that you're able to identify in the healthcare world, and maybe some of those partners that have helped you move through those challenges along the way?
Well, the challenges in healthcare are always getting paid for the value you deliver.
Okay.
One of the challenges is just the reimbursement environment. You know, we tend to basically, as a provider, need to do more services for the same or less.
Right.
That's the reality of the world we're in, and so we constantly are pushing the technology too, not just in communication with our patients, but how we run our business. Get the paper out. Obviously, everything's electronic. How we, can things as complicated as scheduling. When you have 700 plus employees, the scheduling can be a challenge when you're opening that. So applying that technology to be efficient and effective is really critical to our future success.
Yeah, and evolving with that, with the times, with the technology, with the scheduling of everything, where do you really see the healthcare world going? I mean, this is relatively new space when it comes to the healthcare spectrum of what patients are offered and what's most convenient to them. But where do you see Physicians Immediate Care going, the healthcare industry as a whole? What direction are we moving in?
Well, I like to think we're, you know, in line as to where the growth is going, because I don't see patient demands going backwards. I mean, as we've discussed, I think patients expect the kind of service we're providing with that kind of retail component, that convenience component, that transparency component. I think the healthcare world needs to embrace that and move that way. People need to know the sort of outcomes they can expect when they go into a place like Physicians Immediate Care. They obviously can see the social media and those other aspects, but I think that if you're not faster, better, more affordable, like we like to say, faster because you can get in and out so quickly, better because we know that patients like the experience, and more affordable, you can be seen for something that might have otherwise gone to an ER for maybe a tenth the cost at one of our clinics. And as people start to pay for more and more of their own health care, as you know, with high deductible health plans and the like, I think it's driving toward things like, you know, immediate care, urgent care, and those sort of solutions.
So as you move forward with those partnerships, and especially with Associated Bank, how do you kind of see that partnership growing? How does that relationship evolve as the healthcare community and the industry evolves as well?
Right. Well, there's always needs for capital, right? So is these 43 centers, and we've sort of in size, I guess, doubled, tripled since I've been here. Every time we open a new center, there's a significant build-out cost, as you might expect. Real estate's very expensive in Chicagoland and beyond. So it's capital needs. It could be advice on the financial side as well. I think that that we, much like in that community presence, as we've talked about, we really want to be the community-based urgent care associates in the community, and our health system partners, they're in the community. We value that tremendously. We've been around for over 30 years. I think one of the things patients look for too is sort of not just the reputation, but that longevity. You know, they're committed to the community, and they're committed to the community for the long term. That's our philosophy.
Well, Stan, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down and chat with us a little bit about physicians' immediate care.
It's my pleasure. It's great to be with you, Bennett.
That's Stan Blaylock, the president and CEO of Physicians Immediate Care in Rosemont. As part of our Building Business Around Town segment, we do that for you every month here on The Opening Bell with WGN's Bennett Wakenight. You can find more online, and including a video at WGNradio.com.